it's tens of thousands of people who are just fleeing from the fighting and from the fear of more fighting. The numbers are a little bit hard to be sure of, but I got here 4 days ago, and the first 3 days, people were arriving at a rate of about 10 or 12,000 a day, principally women and children who have just had to get up and run with whatever they can carry. The condition is that they're in need of a lot of assistance. The little village here does not have facilities to cope with these sort of numbers. It's normally a village of about 10,000 people. So the condition for health, for water, for shelter, well, it's not good. We've opened a couple of clinics here to look after the health, but people have no clean drinking water, no sanitation, and everybody's sheltering under the trees. The only water is the Nile. We're right on the banks of the Nile here, and they're using that for washing, for drinking, for bathing, for everything. And there's hardly any latrines here, so you can imagine the conditions.
What are the main medical issues that you're facing now?
Well, as we would have expected, the major medical condition we're seeing coming through is watery diarrhea, which is indicative of the poor sanitation and the poor quality of drinking water. We're expecting malaria as well to increase because people are sleeping out in the open. They're just sleeping under the trees. But the main problem at the moment is watery diarrhea, which is a potential killer under these conditions. It's hot here, it's dry, and when young kids, and there are tens of thousands of young kids here, when they get diarrhea, they dehydrate quickly and can die very, very easily.
Besides the medical aid that MSF is offering, are there any other health clinics in Awerial?
Well, there was a health clinic here. It's still operating. MSF has gone in to assist them because they were geared up for the resident population, which is now many, many times greater. We've opened up a second clinic in a nearby school, and we've got more health staff on the way.
Do you need anything at the moment to help boost the medical aid at this time?
The medical aid, to be perfectly honest, is not the major problem here. It will be if we don't sort out the water and the sanitation. We've got logistics teams in place just coming in now, and the next step is to lay on clean drinking water, and after that, sanitation, latrines. Other issues which are very important, which is shelter and food. There is being some food distributed. WFP have provided some, ICRC are providing two, and a few shelters, plastic sheets, blankets, etc. But the scale of it is so big, we need other international organizations to step in and assist.